Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today, we're welcoming a producer, Bryn Coombs, to the show. She's best known for her work on The Hypnotist, Shift, and Out in Alabama. And as always, I have my trusty sidekick, Emily, with me today. Hey, Em, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. And disclaimer, I typed that, what he just read, just so everyone
exactly.
knows.
Exactly, thank you for that, Em.
I wrote that.
thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And we have our special guest on the line, so let's bring her on. Welcome to the show,
awesome.
Bryn Coombs. Hey, Bryn, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Thanks for the invite. How are you guys?
We're pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Thanks for that intro. You guys obviously did your homework, because I don't know that most people do actually know me for any of that stuff. I think probably most people know me from a lot of soap-related stuff. So thank you for doing your research and looking into the projects that I'm involved with.
I know you from the soap stuff, you know, because I'm a big soap fan myself. So, and that's how from a Soap Central Live, I listened to the 19th anniversary show that you were on. So that's how I pretty much know you.
Yeah, I helped host that show with Terry Ivins. Yeah, this is
mm-hmm.
the first time that I've actually been the subject of an interview, so I'll probably get myself in a pickle by saying something that I'm not supposed to, but
it's okay, I do it
fine.
All the time.
Yep, you do. Yes, you do. First off,
thanks, Cody.
Just give the listeners a bit of a background information on yourself. How you got into the whole Hollywood thing, et cetera, et cetera.
Gosh, it was kind of by accident, actually. Growing up, I was always involved in the arts. I was the girl wearing spandex and the New Kids on the Block shirt, you know, in the corner drawing, and did some theater stuff in high school, and then in college, went on a completely different path than what I'm on now. I was actually in the medical field and was still interested in theater and arts and had a lot of friends that were doing those things. And just by being excited about projects that people I knew were working on and wanting to be involved and help, I just kind of gained experience that way just by saying, hey, that project sounds really cool. I would love to be involved. What can I do to help? And I've always been very interested in social media and kind of the growth of the internet. And I was always the one that wanted to upgrade my phone. You know, I was the first of my friends to get like a flip phone or like the phone that had like the colored screen. I taught myself how to do like HTML and build websites when I was younger, and so a lot of what people the last few years were needing was help with their online presence, and so I started doing social media for a lot of independent web series or a couple different celebrities. And it just kind of went from there. And so now I'm starting to get into producing and writing. And I was living up in San Francisco and about a year and a half ago moved down to L.A. And so far I'm just kind of going with it and
awesome.
Enjoying the ride. And it's been great so far.
Awesome. And when you said about helping other people with their projects, et cetera, I'm a big promoter of other people.
I know
this firsthand because I've retweeted a lot of your Kickstarter stuff about out in Alabama. So,
you did, and
so
that was wonderful. Thank you.
Anything I can do to help promote anything anybody that anybody does, I'm down for it, you know? So.
Yeah, I like that attitude. I mean, we're all in this together. I don't feel like I need to be in competition with people. I'm more interested in collaborating, and each of us has something that we can bring. And
absolutely,
I can help someone with one certain thing, and then maybe they can help me with something else. And and I feel like there aren't as many people that have that mindset as I would like.
And this is sort of a funny story, but when I first started this show, it was just me. For about the first year and a half, it was just me. And I figured nobody wants to hear me ramble on for 30 or 45 minutes. So that's when I reached out to Emily, which came about as sort of a freak accident. I had set up a general hospital discussion show, which I'm a big GH fan, and I had been following Emily on Twitter for a while, and she retweeted it, and lo and behold, she called in, and after the show, I asked Emily about a co-hosting with me. And it's been, what, 3 months, Emily?
A long time. I don't know.
So there you go.
We've done a lot of work, but I'm not sure how. We've worked hard, but, you know,
yeah.
Fun. So I think like three months, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
About 3 months or so. So
yeah,
how.
It's happy accidents that sometimes lead to the best, friendships and working relationships, and
right.
Twitter is great for networking.
I've met
so many people through that, and just getting on there and something that interests you, you just start talking about it, and then other people
mm-hmm.
jump in, and
mm-hmm. you know, and also Twitter is a great, well, social media in general is a great promotional tool for like my show, for instance. I mean, I'll tweet out like, "Hey, I'm having a so and so guest on so and so date," and just I put it out there and see who retweets it or whatever. So that's
right.
I understand
yeah.
what you're saying with that. Yeah. Did you have anything for Emily?
I always have things. Let me look. Okay. Well, I love to talk, so I always have questions for people. Okay, do you have a favorite show or thing that you've worked on?
A favorite show or project that I've worked on? That's a great question, but it's really hard to pick. Probably my favorite project that I've worked on, it was actually a play, and it was here in Los Angeles, and it was an interactive horror play where guests are brought in groups of about 10, and they are brought through, one year we had it in a mansion, last year we had it in a church, and they are brought through the venue, and the actors and the environment interacts with the audience as they move through the space. So they have to perform tasks or ask things, and it's a lot of improv with the cast, and in order to advance the story, they have to participate. And through that, I have met so many great people. It has led to many other work opportunities. Most of my best friends I met through working on that. And it was just something completely different from anything that I had ever done. So that's probably my favorite, just because it brought so much to my life.
I think I remember that, actually.
Cool.
I heard a Soap Central Live show that mentioned something about that. I think I do remember that.
Yeah, it's called Delusion,
mm-hmm.
and it was created by a Hollywood stuntman named John Braver, and he's worked on big movies like, you know, Batman, and it was produced, the first year it was produced by him, the second year it was produced by Neil Patrick Harris, and then last year it was produced by Sarah Glendening, who was on All My Children and As the World Turns, and her husband, Brandon Wardell, who is a Broadway producer.
I knew that sounded familiar for some reason, so that's where I heard that. Emily, do you have anything else?
Oh, me? Okay. Hang on, let me read. Well, I'm really tired, so I just apologize in advance for that. But, okay, let's see. Do you have, okay, besides the career field that you're in, do you have any other hobbies or, like, talents, passions, things like that?
I do really like art. I really like assemblage, which is, it's kind of like a collage, but it's like a 3D collage. It's kind of like a cross between collage and sculpture, where you incorporate three-dimensional objects into a painting. I like fooling around on Photoshop. You've probably seen on Twitter, or if not, you could probably go and find some. Something will strike my fancy, and I'll create some bizarre, random Photoshop pictures about it. I do photography a little bit on the side, and that actually kind of started out as a hobby, and now I'm starting to get asked to, you know, photograph events or red carpets and whatnot. I like rock climbing and hiking. I love road trips. I want to see every national park, and I have one of those. They have these passport books at national parks, and you can get a cancellation stamp that has the name of the park and the date, and I have two of those that I've filled. And so anytime I'm traveling anywhere, I get on Google Maps and see what national parks or monuments are near there and see, you know, which ones I can get to.
Nice. I have sort of a similar dream to that. I'm a big sports fan, so I want to see all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. And this last trip I just got back from, I've seen 17 so far. So
that's great.
You know, I spent about a week or a week and a half out in California seeing all those stadiums back in September, and absolutely, I love it out there. If I could move there,
so you,
I would in a heartbeat. I'd move out there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I love it out here. Giant Stadium is great, how it's right on the water.
Man, Giant Stadium. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but let's see. If I don't ask this next question, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay.
Because, frankly, she came up with it, frankly. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, my. Good questions. I feel like I should have studied up for this. That's a hard one because, I mean, obviously there are things that didn't go the way I planned or the way I wanted, or there's definitely times that I've made, you know, huge, horrible mistakes or, you know, but I feel like everything kind of happens the way it's supposed to, or maybe if it happens not the way it's supposed to, that you can kind of learn something from that experience and be better for it moving forward. So some of the things that that I, you know, that were unpleasant, I don't know if I would necessarily want to change them because they might have led to something even better. I know one thing I'd probably, if I have to pick something, I know, so I used to live up in San Francisco up until about 2 years ago, and I decided that I was going to go to Texas, where I'm from, for 6 months to a year and just kind of, you know, take it easy and hang out with my family and do a little bit of freelance work and then kind of figure out the next step, and ended up being there for only 3 or 4 months and just realizing that it really wasn't the best place for me to be at that time. There was a lot of things happening out in California that I wanted to be a part of, you know, work-related things, and kept feeling that I should have, instead of moving to Texas, I probably should have just moved straight to LA. So after only 5 months there, ended up coming out to LA, and so I probably should have just not gone to Texas, I guess. But at the same time, I got to spend a lot of time with my family, and I had a niece that I got to spend a lot of time with and really got to, you know, bond with her. Yeah. So in a sense, it was still a good thing, but maybe not career-wise.
I noticed you mentioned you're from Texas originally. Well, we're both Southerners ourselves.
Okay, where from?
I'm from Tennessee, and Emily is
Alabama.
Sort of a, yeah.
You're from Alabama, Emily?
Yeah, but I live in Ohio
right now. Okay, I'm going to be in Alabama and Tennessee in about a week.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in Alabama in, like, a week and a half.
Awesome.
For
how
vacation,
funny.
I'm going to stay with my family.
How funny. We should talk later. We might be there at the same time and in the same place.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll DM you on Twitter after the show.
Okay. Yeah, so one of my projects is a documentary set in Alabama. The director, her name is Bonnie Blue Edwards. She grew up in Alabama, and the documentary is called Out in Alabama, and it's about communities in Alabama that are supportive of LGBT rights. So we're actually
cool.
going to be filming that starting very shortly. And then for Tennessee, I'm going to be doing some social media and marketing stuff at Bonnaroo, which is a
nice.
Special.
Nice. You know, and I'm a big music fan myself. What are some of your favorite artists or whatever?
For the last couple of days, I heard this song, which I think is actually about a year old, called Latch by Disclosure. And it's one of those wormhole songs that just got buried in my head. And I've literally had it on, I'm not even exaggerating, I've been hitting the repeat button for the past 2 days on this song. I like a lot of, like, singer-songwriters or indie bands. Like, I've been listening to, like, Echo Smith, Bombs Over Nowhere. I really love The Spill Canvas. I just started listening to Ariana Grande. I think her voice is incredible. I saw Jenny Lewis live last week. I like a lot of 80s pop, like Dramarama, Taylor Dane, Whitney Houston. A lot of local L.A. bands. My friends have a band called Brando's Island, so I like going to their shows. Another friend, Sarah Ault, is a singer-songwriter, and she actually just got back to L.A. this week. She was on a 3-month nationwide tour, so I'm excited to go see her play live.
Wow. Awesome. You know, I don't know if Emily's got anything else for you, but the last question I had, away from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, when you're back home in Texas with your family. What's the real Brim Coombs like?
I don't know that there's really a distinction between those two. At least I'd like to think that I'm the same wherever I am. These questions are all really good, but also really hard. I don't know. I'm definitely one of those people that likes a small, close-knit group of friends. Like, I have my people, and those are my people, and
mm-hmm.
I would rather be at home playing, you know, a card game with them or, you know, just doing something silly or simple.
Right.
I'm not really, I guess that the big difference there would be, you know, I'm not really that, I wouldn't say that I'm not social because I definitely am social, but I'm not one of those people that needs or wants to be, you know, in the thick of it. You know, I like to be kind of behind the scenes, and so that's been interesting in my career, doing things like doing interviews, you know, at the Emmys and being on the red carpet and having, you know, doing my hair and having a dress on and whatnot. But at the same time, like this past year, I wore, you know, a lovely gown, but then I had that man high top Converse on underneath it. So it's one of the things where I'm still me kind of mm-hmm. regardless.
Right.
And I like to think that maybe I'm creative and funny and probably a lot weird. But yeah, I hopefully am myself in any situation. I'll have to take a poll. I'll have to ask some people that know me on a professional and a personal level and see what the consensus is. Because it's hard to kind of gauge that about yourself because, you know, how I perceive myself might be completely different from how other people perceive me.
Right. Through this show, I've had the opportunity to speak with more than a few soap stars, and I have to tell you, everybody in the sitcom community, yourself included, are just some of the sweetest, most down-to-earth people probably ever. And I have a ton of respect for you guys.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I agree. I mean, everyone in this industry is so hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the amount of work that everyone does in one day, you know, compared mm-hmm. to some other pockets of the industry is just,
right.
you know, so much more of just, yeah, they're so hardworking and yeah, good people and all of them have mm-hmm. interesting side projects too. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of them have, you know, singing careers or they make
right.
jewelry. Or, you know, they
mm-hmm.
Have, like, a fashion line. I mean, just everybody is so creative and talented.
I agree 1,000%. And I think I tweeted you about this a couple weeks ago. I do remember one of the best shows I've probably ever been a part of was when we had Jade Harlow on a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Emma?
Yeah, she was so much fun.
Oh,
yeah,
Jade is
she's
just
great.
A doll. Jade is just an absolute doll.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun
cursed,
with her.
So I did,
Of course she did. Yeah, she and I laugh. Every time I talk to her, I laugh. Yeah, great.
We had so much fun, and I like the fact that, like, she cursed, so I didn't feel so bad for, like, doing it, because, like, I don't normally try to do that on the air, and then Jay did it, and I was like, okay, I can say what I want now.
Did you have anything else for Emily?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. Like, we've picked her brain, like, a lot.
Yeah, I think we have. All right, Bryn, we're going to let you off the hot seat now.
Okay.
You have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come on, and we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay?
Well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me on today. It was nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
You too.
I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Well, did you enjoy that, Em?
Yeah, that was lots of fun, and it's nice to, like, be back in my spot where I don't have to, like, man the controls,
Controls, I understand that completely.
I'm back, I'm comfortable now, I didn't have to do too much. Like, and I didn't really think about my questions that much. I just looked at my questions that I had for the Lily interview because I wrote, like, 50 down because I wanted to be prepared. So I just, like, modified them. And, we did ask some hard questions, so. But I'm excited I might get to meet her.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm excited I might get to meet her. That would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe I'll get to meet her.
That would be pretty cool. You know,
let me do announcements really quick, and then we can stop the
And
show.
I have a few of my own.
All right.
So.
All right. You go first while I pull up mine.
Well, we have a couple of birthdays this week, actually.
Oh, we do.
This past Sunday was a dear friend of mine, Cody Kitchen's birthday. So happy belated birthday, Cody. And tomorrow we have another dear friend of mine, Emily Wilson. Her birthday is tomorrow, too. So happy early birthday, Em.
Awesome. Okay, so I have some, GH-related announcements and show-related announcements and then, like, one other announcement. Okay, so Teresa Castillo's maternity leave she taped her last episode May 24th, so she's on maternity leave as of now. And I don't know, I don't think she's had her baby yet because we haven't seen any kind of announcement, so I'm pretty sure that she hasn't had her baby yet, but, yeah, she's on maternity leave. Kristen Devine, Quinn Hunchar, David DeSantos, and Barnett O'Hara have all been cast in different roles, and we don't know which roles they're all in yet, but we know, like, the characters, we just don't know who's in what role. And also Marina Janikowski, I don't know if I'm saying that right, has also been cast. So all of there's, like, six roles that have been cast, and we don't know which roles they are, but we know the characters. Friday night, we have our regular show back at our regular time. And this week I won't screw it up because I'm not in charge. And also, this is kind of exciting. I'm going on vacation soon, so guys, show times are going to change a lot, like fluctuate because my schedule is going to be different. So just, like, be aware of that change. And also, I know that it's, like, a while away. Well, it's a few days away, but Sunday, June 1st, is my grandparents' anniversary. So, like, happy anniversary to them in case I forget on Friday night when we do our show. And I think that's all I have.
You know, I did have something else when you were going through the casting announcements. According to a Soap Opera Digest, we now have a brand new Jocelyn.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Hannah. I announced that on Friday night. I forgot her name. Let me look. I have it written down.
Hannah Norberg, I believe.
Stole my thunder. Yes, her name's Hannah Norberg, and she actually looks just like Carly, which I love because the little girls they cast don't look like Laura. So I'm excited that she looks like Carly because you know I love Carly. And then we have all these new roles that have been cast. Also, one more announcement. According to Soaps and Deaths, Wally Carr is sticking around for a while. Like, it's an open-ended thing. So, yeah. So, and then also a rumor in Soaps and Deaths, or it was either Soap Digest or Soaps and Deaths, that Stavros is on his way back. So that could be him coming back. Yeah, we could have Stavros coming back, Stefan and Lara, like, in an arc. So that's also, like, a rumor right now. I don't know any to the level of how valid this is, but those are some rumors that are out there right now. Also, that Brick will be staying around for a while. We don't know how long, but he is also on an open-ended thing. So I think that's all I have.
I think so. So I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, and I'll email you about what we talked about off air, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye, Emma. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with producer Bryn Combs. Bryn is such a sweetheart. And like I said on the show, she's welcome back anytime she wants to come back. I think what I'm gonna do now is end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.